Well, good morning all. There's not so many all of us today, is there? Lots of people have taken the opportunity to go jetting off on holiday now that it's kind of legal, you know, so it's quite nice. As you can see, we're very short on the altar service today, half term. Last week, you may remember, the gospel was about the apostles, particularly James and John, who were jockeying for key positions in the kingdom that they believed Jesus was about to inaugurate. Well, this week, the large crowd which left Jericho to go to Jerusalem for the Passover seemed to have the same idea as the apostles, that something spectacular was going to happen in Jerusalem, and of course they wanted to be part of it. They'd seen this new young rabbi stir up a hornet's nest with his teachings and his miracles, and I suppose they felt, you know, as that song used to go in the 60s, that the old order was rapidly changing. No doubt they would have then helped him to organize his triumphal entry on Palm Sunday, looking forward to him taking over the realms of power. Along the way to Jerusalem, they would have been lots of beggars, hoping to cash in, I suppose, on the size of the crowd going that way. And many of them would have been submissive and quiet, like some of those we see, you know, down near Boots in Blackpool there, with a tin and a bit of card saying, "Hungry, please help." Bartimaeus was not one of them. As soon as he heard it was Jesus of Nazareth, he was up. He began to roar until he made himself heard. And with all the desperation of a drowning man, he understands immediately that he has one chance to change his life, and that if he misses it, he'll probably never get another. The crowds, of course, tell him to shut up and scold him for daring to approach Jesus, because as a blind person, he's obviously been punished by God, they think, and considered to be a sinner, not worthy, but that just makes him shout all the louder. I'm sure that there would have been many more people calling out to Jesus for help, but it's what Bartimaeus shouts out that could well be the reason that Jesus stops and calls him over. He shouts out, "Son of David, help me." Only the second person in the Gospels after Peter to recognize Jesus as the Messiah. And it's very strange that no one else recognizes who he is, considering that unlike Bartimaeus, they will have seen lots of the miracles that Jesus did. But what's interesting about this encounter, I think, is that Jesus asks Bartimaeus what he wants him to do for him, as if it isn't obvious. He has to state what is lacking in his life. And when I was thinking of this, I was thinking it's almost as if Jesus is challenging not only his faith, but what he will do with the gift of sight if he restores it to him. What was he like before he became blind? Was he a man who never saw or noticed other people's needs? If he is cured, will he change? Will it bring him closer to God, or will he live just for himself? Thankfully, as we saw there, Bartimaeus was the real deal. He threw off his cloak, perhaps his only possession, and followed Jesus along the road, almost symbolic, as it were, leaving his old life behind. His faith had saved him. And then, ironically, just a few days later, the very crowd who scolded him would adopt his acclaim of Jesus as the Messiah, when, as you know, they waved palms and sang out, "Hosanna to the Son of David," on Palm Sunday. What is it you want me to do for you is a question I think that most of us can relate to. We all have weaknesses which we need to expose humbly to Christ and to ask his help for in a specific way. We're all different, in a specific way, as Bartimaeus had to. And of course, we also have many gifts to offer in spite of those weaknesses, but we may need his help to open our eyes as to how to use them in God's service. Many of us were moved by the anonymous letter from one of our parishioners that I read out after Mass last week. I shared it with a group of priests that I meet online, you know, for Divine Renovation, and they all of them asked for a copy of it. It put into writing what many of us feel about failing to take the good news out into the world where it is greatly needed, and kind of staying in our comfort zone, keeping Jesus to ourselves instead of sharing him with others. And we all know that the church doesn't exist for its members. It actually exists to make more disciples. That's the whole point of it, to evangelize. And you have to ask the question, you know, why does it sometimes take an illness or a near-death experience to get me started on all the good that I've always meant to do? And to use that well-known cliche, life is not a rehearsal. So if you do want to do something beautiful for God, do it now. Don't keep putting it off until you're not able to. So let's ask God, you know, to open our eyes to the opportunities to be salt to the earth and light to the world.